If you follow a series of small brown signs bearing the shape of a chalice up a succession of meandering dirt roads, you will eventually come to a hillside farm that has, appropriately enough, been in the Hill family for more than two centuries. You can feel the presence of dairy farmers from generations gone by in this place. It's as if their names are inscribed on the walls. Edward, Ephraim, George, Everett. Okay, maybe not so much inscribed on the walls as written on the dry erase board behind the bar.
The beers that we have on tap now are all named after ancestors. So my family was one of the original pioneering families in Greensboro, and the Hills are still alive, so to speak, in Greensboro.
That's Sean Hill of Hill Farmstead Brewery. Sean and his brewery are currently sitting squarely on top of ratebeer.com's annual list of the world's best brewers. And if you want to take a bottle of his beer home, this is the only place you can get it. The Rate Beer buzz has forced Hill Farmstead to accommodate crowds of craft brew aficionados. It's not uncommon to wait in line for a couple of hours on a Saturday to get a growler filled. If you're just looking for a draft, you may be able to find Hill's beers at a bar near you, if they haven't sold out. Don Horrigan is bar manager of Positive Pie in Hardwick. He says his bar goes through kegs of Hill Farmstead quicker than any other beer.
Typically, we have Edward on as our Hill Farmstead base. It's probably one out of every three beers on my 20 tap line, I gotta say. Every order. They love the hops. They love the citrus. It's a good beer.
In addition to the Hill Farmstead brand, Sean Hill also produces beers under Grassroots Brewery. That's the label of his latest brew, Brother Soignier.
So this is a Saison, which is a classic Belgian-style farmhouse ale. High fermentation temperature, very, very dry, you know, should be effervescent and refreshing and dry without any real residual sugar. Nice acidity, extremely quaffable, sort of quenching and refreshing. So this one is brewed with some lime and some blood orange and a little bit of sea salt, and then fermented with our multiple strains of Saison yeast and then aged briefly in these oak barrels and then packaged.
Brother Soignier has the characteristics and tastes of a world-class beer, which is why serious beer lovers make the pilgrimage to Greensboro. And Greensboro is the only place Sean Hill wants to be, on the same land his ancestors farmed and where his grandfather's dairy barn burned down the year before he was born.
And my brother and I grew up sort of playing on the remnants of that barn foundation. And, you know, once I started to brew beer and went to college, you know, my sense of place was further heightened, I guess. I mean, I always knew it was really special and amazing here, but the further I went away from home, the more I realized how great it is.
Hill's original business plan relied on selling kegs of beer to restaurants and bars. And he says the company now struggles to keep up with demand. But retail sales were not a big part of the original plan.
I never thought that people would drive out here and buy beer. When I was writing my business plan, I thought we would sell one growler a week. I thought that was a safe bet, that one person a week would come out and buy beer.
Now, on a good week, Hill Farmstead sells an entire batch of beer out of house. That's 1,800 liters of beer sold from an out-of-the-way farmstead on a dirt road in Greensboro. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.